As you set out to explore and have a great time this summer in Minnesota, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of them. Now, why is this little fact important? It's because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. And isn't that exactly what you want? Remember, the Canopy Group offers 15 insurance companies for a reason, to match your specific situation, including your zip code, with the absolute best insurance company for you. They do all the work. This is done for you every single year too, because your specific situation may change. It's also true that the insurance company's appetites might change as well. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients the peace of mind and knowing the Canopy Group is working for them. Visit thecanopygroup.com today. That's thecanopygroup.com.
Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. It's time for the podcast.
I had no idea how many people are living the swinger life. Like, whoa, boy.
It's like real. Is it because people talk about it now?
I had no idea. We have some confessions from real life swingers that we're going to just save here for a little bit later.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What they have to say about it, what they do. Oh, my God.
It's definitely podcast material.
It is. And I could never partake in such a lifestyle. I couldn't do it. I know me. And in fact, we talked about it over the weekend. It got brought up because I know of a guy who goes to a bathhouse fairly frequently.
Really?
And yeah, you go into these bathhouses and you rent a room. And then people just show up at your door. And if you want to let them in, they can come into your room and other people can join you in your room. And then they leave and other people come in. Yeah.
That's a real thing.
That's a thing. It's in upstate New York. He lives near Rochester.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I could never.
I know.
Just sit there naked waiting for people.
Well,
oh, my. No, but
you're
I mean,
fully clothed in your finest clothing.
No, but I just can't, like. That is just fully exposed, and you're just going like, hey, come on in.
Well, and some people, you go, no, I'm not, no, thanks.
Oh, no, people get rejected.
Oh, God, yeah. And then you just go to the next room, and then you just see if you can get a taker.
What if you don't get any takers?
How sad is that? You just keep going.
Then you get your own room, and then you wait for people to come join you in your room, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Ooh. I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could be a lonely life.
I'll send you the link later, pal.
Thank you.
Why are you booking your airfare already to New York? It's been 1 minute.
I have had that.
He wouldn't want to go to this bathhouse. Trust me. Not for you. Not for you. So what happened at the house that freaked out your nephew? What's going on?
So Roman is, he's in this weird like summer, you know, not summer school, but like summer mentality of sleeping really late, sleeping in. He has his job. He goes to that. But then he randomly had a day off. And he decided, well, I'm going to stay up late. And he stays up, and he's up at 3:15 in the morning at his house. And all of a sudden, randomly, what? At 3 o'clock in the morning, he's like, okay, what was that? They knock again. They didn't go to the front door. They went to the side door, which is where they open the door at. So they know that's where they go to. Third time they knock. Just keeps knocking. And you can hear, hello.
Is this your neighbors? They've left a note on your door and you haven't done anything with the appearance of your home. They're like, we just need to, you got to change some things.
We want to do it now. Not at my house. It was at my mom's house.
So it was scary.
My sister and Roman just sitting there. She's out cold sleeping and the dude keeps knocking. Boop, 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 boop.
That means that big chicken, your mom's back on your couch again.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Of course she
it's
is.
It's 90 degrees. Yep. How am I supposed to get her out of there? The best part is the way she handles that. She's like, are you guys doing okay over there? Everything good? The pets and everything? And my sister will go, yeah, the whole house that you abandoned because it's hot, so you can't handle it. So you go over to his house. Yeah, we're all doing fine over here.
Whoa.
They got portable air conditioners now. They walk around with them. They have to fill it with ice and water, and it like just blows cold air on them.
You love this, don't you?
I love her being there.
You love that she's just suffering a little
miserable.
Bit.
Miserable.
Oh, my sister. Gosh, yeah. I actually tried to break her air conditioners, the little portable ones. I'm like, let me see it. Smash. That would have been the best part.
Oh gosh. Can you imagine what her bedding would smell like?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, when you're a horse, it can't smell great.
No, Jesse. I will not wash your sheets. You can't come over. Stop it.
Go home. You know, in related Jesse news, there is a there's another animal that's very upset. This is probably what your sister sounds like when she has to get a bath.
Yeah.
This
or a pedicure.
This is and she needs the hoofs worked on.
Oh man, have you ever tried to clip a hoof?
No.
It's tough.
No, thank you.
Never will I.
This is what it sounds like when a Rottweiler gets a bath. I'm not even making this up. Okay. This is someone trying to bathe their Rottweiler. It reminded me of your sister. Here it is.
Excuse me, Bear. Mr. Bear. Bear, can I get your paw?
Wow.
And then the best part is, as soon as the bath is over, the dog's like, kiss, kiss, kiss. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it quite so much, but that was something.
Jeez.
I mean, the level of that scary sound coming from that dog.
Yeah. It really is.
I'd be like, okay, no, you know what? You don't need a bath. Or let somebody else do it.
Yeah, exactly. Bring him somewhere else.
Yeah, spray him down with a hose in the yard or something. That's your new bath style. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, so apparently drug dealers are getting super sneaky. I thought they were always super sneaky.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like, hey, look at me, I'm a drug dealer.
Hey, who wants some drugs? Anyone?
Some are. They're really? Like, oh, gosh, now, believe me. And so I said, believe me, like, I know a lot of drug deals in the back.
Believe me.
As somebody who has walked around going, drugs, does anybody have them?
Drugs.
Does anybody have the drugs? This person decided, well, what's the best way to get a block of cocaine through, right? He decided to wrap it up in a cake wrapper, and he put some fudge swirls on the outside of it.
I saw this.
Isn't this the stupidest thing ever? So he puts this in an entire cake like pan, puts it in, slides it in the package, and they went, well, what do you mean? Nothing's wrong with this cake. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go ahead and take a bite?
Pure cocaine.
Just a little small bite? Or are we talking like just a corner? So they got busted. They had a ton of cash on them. And then they found also, if you're going to put a thing of cocaine, I don't even know what to call it, a gram, a box, a cluster of cocaine.
Oh, are we playing dumb now?
Yes, we are.
A cluster of cocaine.
For the record. They also had a full baggie of it.
Yeah.
Just straight up cocaine.
In their butt?
No, it was just in their pocket.
That's where they hide it, you know.
Yeah.
They put the drugs in a bag up their butt.
It's like a little balloon. They just put that right up there.
Oh, and then when that ruptures.
Oh, you can tell when all of a sudden they're like.
Yeah.
Imagine. Ooh.
Having a balloon of cocaine up your rear? I can't imagine.
Real high.
Having it rupture.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Does your brain just go ding?
Yeah.
Oh, it has to. I can't imagine because I've never done that.
Yeah.
Never put a balloon of coke in your butt?
Not a balloon of coke, but it was those pixie sticks one time when I was young. I learned my mistake.
Oh, my God.
Straight to your head.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have mucous membranes right there.
Yep.
Fully absorbs.
Wow. So that's the best way to get it, I guess, if you're doing that.
Oh, for people who have like serious lung issues, to get the lower lobes of your lungs, that it's rectally.
You go through your bum?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
Jeez.
She's like, take notes for the T-bone later.
Please do that one.
I have a lung problem.
Oh, my God. Taylor, you were coughing a lot. No, I'm not coughing anymore.
Oh, gosh.
I'm okay. Okay, so... This is what people have to say from the swinger lifestyle. Now, Dez, would you ever allow Taylor to embrace?
Hell no.
Never?
Never.
What if you got to watch?
No.
No?
What if you got to take part with somebody else?
What if he's like, jealous. I just need someone a little younger looking. I'm fine if you're there, if you're in the room, but I just need someone young.
He's youthful. Like, there's a seniors floor. You can go to that one. We'll swing our way through it. I mean, this is going to be great. No, Ryan said it. I didn't say it. Okay,
apparently. So the answer is still no.
Still no. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's very selfish as a wife. I'll tell you that much.
Really selfish.
Just a question on text from a guy named Baylor. went to a swinger resort for the first time on our anniversary. We don't swap, but we found watching and being watched is definitely our kink. Hot damn. Would you let someone watch you and Taylor?
How awkward.
Can you imagine?
She didn't say no. Did you notice that?
What if she's, they're like giving you pointers?
No.
Like, ooh, hey, move your
little
elbow
to the left.
Yeah. You just know behind a window that you can't see them, but they can see you.
I don't want. Nope.
Mm-mm. No. No.
No.
Okay. My husband and I are swingers. When we're with others, I hold back because I don't want to make him feel or react badly to me enjoying it, quote, too much. Oh. He's been telling me, let go. Go crazy. It's gotten annoying and I'm sick of it. So I'm gonna. You asked for it.
Oh, you imagine you're with your partner and they're like, that was good. And then they're with the other guy and you're like, honey, quiet down.
Yeah, I know. If you're really into it,
ooh,
like you make noises that you don't normally make.
Oh. Mm. That's not going to go over well.
Me and my guy look normal on the outside Monday through Friday. On weekends, we do a lot of coke and party all night. We have swinger sex with multiple partners.
Oh,
can't exactly tell anyone in real life.
You're like, oh my God, have a great weekend. Yeah, what are you doing? I'm heading up. I'm going to see my mom and dad. Yep. What are you guys going to do? Nothing.
Nothing. Just another boring weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Snorting coke and sleeping with strangers like you do.
Every weekend.
My husband and I are swingers from a small town. Only one person from the same town knows. We would be frowned upon deeply if others found out. Proud of it nonetheless. Happily married and very much in love. So who cares? Wow.
I mean, it does work for some people.
Apparently.
Yeah. Oh,
Taylor just texted. Are you sure? That's weird.
I used to be a swinger. Husband died and I stopped. Met some people this weekend that has forced to the surface all these thoughts about touching my female neighbor. I've been horny all weekend.
Oh, my. These are, oh my gosh.
And these are from, a lot of these are women confessing about wanting to be with other women.
Wow.
Wow is right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. Mm.
Well, I'm still stuck on the bathhouse situation.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a real thing.
Oh, it's a completely real thing. I've never been to it, but I've heard all about it. He told me about this place, and I was stunned that that's a thing. And yeah, they've got it all. And you pay a certain price to come in, and then a certain price if you want to host a room. And then you get to decide who comes into your room with you.
I bet it doesn't say bathhouse on the receipt.
Old Inspector Gidget is all over this one.
I bet there are some people who aren't supposed to be there, so they're like, could you code my receipt with food restaurant so that it doesn't seem weird?
Food restaurant. I think it's probably a cash situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably pay cash.
I never carry cash, so I guess I can go.
No bathhouses for you. Oh, my God. Darn it. What I'm most excited about for tomorrow, though, is our newest game. And this is going to be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Do not miss. Name
that milk.
That's right. Crisco made a fuss this morning about powdered milk. I've had powdered milk many, many, many times in my life. In fact, I think it's one point that's all my grandma used.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yes, back in the day, my grandma. Well, and then when we lived in Alaska. Sometimes the barges wouldn't come in.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get fresh milk. So you always had powdered milk on hand.
Oh. It's just what you did. An old drama queen over here.
Oh, he's like, I'm so fancy.
I'm not fancy. I just don't want dry powdered milk. I'm sorry if that makes
it's milk. It's just milk that had the water evaporated out of it. It's the same thing.
We had multiple people texting saying, oh, gross. It's nasty.
Buddy. We're going to see if you can correctly identify the various milks. So, powdered, breast, and almond, which come from very tiny little almonds with nipples.
Oh,
it's very. Have you ever milked an almond?
I've never milked an almond.
And it's very hard, but we've managed to get some. So, we've got breast, almond, and powdered. Can you identify them?
Why is it that almond sounds so good right now?
Almond milk?
Almond milk sounds so good compared to some random person's breast milk. Mm.
Breast milk is very sweet, like almond.
You'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may actually request Des's friend to pump you some.
Ugh.
Yeah, but she's going to charge quite a premium, though, if you really want to make this a regular thing.
It probably happens at the swinger parties. They probably, take down from the tap, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
This is so bad.
What's wrong with this?
Powdered milk doesn't sound good, but now we've added in breast milk, so now it's just a terrible time all around.
Fine. We'll add one more then, just so there's more variety.
Okay.
Powdered breast, almond, and goat.
Goat. Well, I've had goat cheese. I don't mind that one.
Yeah, so I could probably
a little sour.
Goat milk.
Ugh.
That's like where, maybe not. Maybe we can just stick to three. Probably. Oh,
but you wanted some variety, so we'll throw in goat now.
Okay, and take out the breast.
No, breast has got to be in there.
No, I think
breast is best.
I don't know if I agree with that.
So we'll work on that for tomorrow. Name that milk. It's going to be huge. This could be the biggest thing we've ever done.
If it is, we should probably all retire.
Step aside, double your paycheck.
Yep.
Name that milk is going to change the world. What's going on with your daughter? She's taking after you a little bit.
So you know how you guys make fun of me for shortening words all the time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, totes.
Totes but goats. So she does it. I've noticed a lot. And it's funny. Well, when you're at a restaurant for breakfast yesterday, we were with our neighbors and their kids. Everyone ordered their drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So one kid's like, oh, I want chocolate milk. One kid is like, oh, I'll have a, you know, orange juice. Dusty's turn and she's going to order a kitty cocktail.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So loud. I'll have a kitty cock.
Oh, is that where you saw that going?
No.
Of course, that's where it had to
I
end
thought
up.
You were ashamed that she's wanting cocktails. No. Like, I want to be like my mommy, a drunk, and have cocktails.
No, it's like a Shirley Temple. She
I know.
Asked for a kitty cock. And we all went, and then the waitress just went, oh. Then she goes, you can't laugh. You can't laugh. She's going to think it's funny and do it again. And we're like, she'll have a kitty cocktail.
Shirley Temple's
Mommy's
what it's
like,
called.
What? Well, we call them kitty cocktails. Because that's what one of the first restaurants she ever had one.
Yeah.
Called it that with all the little maraschino cherries in it.
Yeah. You know what's not going to sound weird? Shirley Temps. Yeah. That's not going to sound weird.
Yeah.
I know. I was so embarrassed.
I put down many a Roy Rogers in my day.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good one.
Boy, don't you feel so fancy too?
Yeah, that is a good drink.
Stirring it with a straw. Crisco still orders that when we go out to eat.
I do.
Like, I'll have the Roy Rogers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Make it a double.
Yep.
Go ahead and hit me with two. Is it two for one right now? Okay.
Thank God I know these people so that they just kind of roll with it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I decided though, now I'm switching it up. I'm gonna be a margarita guy for life now. Like because I get made fun of for the sex on the beach, which I'll never stop ordering.
No, you
never.
Shouldn't. That's you.
I get a lot of flack, which is not why I'm stopping, but I've decided I'm just a margarita on the rocks, margarita frozen, whatever. That's gonna be my drink of choice now.
That's you. You found your drink.
I found my drink. I'm like, what am I doing? I like that drink. We all go out and we want to have a celebratory drink or whatever, and that's going to be it now.
When will you embrace the Bloody Mary?
I only really like the one you make because it's the Clamato. Yeah. And I don't like tomato.
You
like,
can get that anywhere,
though.
It's,
no, he knows I don't like tomato. So, like never. I can do it with Clamato because it completely takes the tomato, like the thick, gloppy tomato soup that people put in there or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. But I can do a Clamato one.
Okay. All right, Bloody Caesars for this guy.
Bloody Caesars and a margarita, please. Tip of the cap.
Well done. Had one of those Saturday morning. It was so good.
Oh, right. Just the best. We went to the farmer's market over the weekend, and I saw something I've never seen in my life. Look at how huge this squash is. Vaughn has it wrapped around his neck.
Oh, my gosh.
Like an anaconda. It's freaking enormous.
I've never seen anything like that.
They had zucchinis that were, let's see. Can you see it on the table? No, you can't see it in this photo, but the zucchinis were huge. I'm like, is your farm near like a nuclear plant? What's going on? It's like you have radioactive fruits and vegetables.
You know, well, that is so funny. Our neighbor just said, we're talking about what they had to eat. And they said, well, we had all this zucchini. So we made these zucchini fritters. No, it wasn't just a bunch of zucchini. It was 1 4.5-pound zucchini.
Oh,
I'm geez. Like, how? How does one just grow like that?
We bought a tomato the size of your head, and I thought of you and had the most amazing caprese with it.
Oh, yummy.
It was
yummy.
So wonderful, and I'm like, Crisco would hate this, but it was the sweetest, most loveliest tomato ever.
And is it caprese is with the cheese, the mozzarella cheese and the
basil.
Basil. Got it.
Yeah.
There's like a balsamic on there or something.
There is.
See, that's what I thought.
And extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, a lot of working parts in
there. Yes.
Oh, and a little salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want just boring old mozzarella cheese. Come on. Come on now.
Oh, I'm telling you though, going to those farmers markets, it's so fun this time of year.
It is.
You know, all this fresh stuff. Oh,
yes.
It's the best. You really need to open up to some new things.
Like tomatoes.
I do. Tomatoes will never be my thing.
You know what's going to happen?
What? I thought you were going to do like, taste that tomato.
Oh, great idea.
That's not what I was going to say, but that's even better.
No, I don't
want
to
see if he can taste the difference between an heirloom or beefsteak.
Beef.
Oh, I can handle a beefsteak. I like a good steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to give you a beefsteak. We'll blindfold you. Beefsteak tomato action.
Yes.
Coming at you, buddy.
What? I don't want a tomato.
Taste that tomato.
Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you are listening to your favorite Minnesota-made podcasts like ours, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards and shopping gift cards and more. It's PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.